John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
I've got to say, this is really an interesting development looking out across to the convention centre. Yesterday it was busy, there's no doubt about that. There was a bustle. This morning there was a queue more than half the length of the block. And it became obvious that the reason so many people now are rushing is because Friday means you can't get into, for example, a pub or a bar or a nightclub or whatever, restaurants, unless you've had the double vax. So I don't know if this long queue this morning was made up largely of anti-vaxxers or people who've been hesitant or just lazy and haven't got around to it, but there's an incredible focus on the convention centre today and yesterday and I guess tomorrow as well. But good on you. Whatever it takes to get over that 90% figure, that's fine. I'm going to talk to Trent Toomey in just a moment about this update from the Courier-Mail. More than 683,000 Australians have already received a COVID booster shot. And 4 million others will be eligible in the new year, with the federal government favouring Moderna as the third dose. Now, the advisor, this is Atagi, they've recommended the Moderna vaccine be used as the booster for any COVID jab recognised by the TGA, which includes Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and this one, Janssen. Paul Griffin talked about Janssen yesterday. It's well down the list of preferred vaccines. Now, they recommend either Moderna or Pfizer over AstraZeneca as a booster, even for those who received the AstraZeneca vaccine as their primary dose. There'll be lots of those listening at the moment. While mixing vaccines as boosters is authorised, long-term data on the safety of boosting with a different version of the vaccine than the original dose. See, there's still questions, aren't there? It's early days in so many ways. Goes on to say, mixing and matching, however, may increase protection depending on which dose was taken originally. Now, this is where it's handy to talk to Trent Toomey, who keeps his finger on the pulse of these developments, National President, Pharmacy Guild Australia. Trent, good morning.
Morning, John.
So you get all the latest information. People out there saying, well, some people saying, yeah, you should mix and match. Others say, no, stick with the original dose. What do you think when you're getting your booster?
I think we're a bit brand obsessed. You know, there are different brands available for your flu vaccine. And to be honest, I don't think any listeners would know what 2021 brand of the flu shot they got and what 2020 brand of the flu shot they got. So, listen, I had AstraZeneca as my dose one and dose two, but I'm not due for my booster now until February, and I'll be getting Moderna. The Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine are both in the same family, so they're both the new generation mRNA, very similar safety profiles, very similar efficacy profiles. But if anything, Moderna does have a slight edge over Pfizer. But listen, this is all about choice, right? It's choice for Australians, choice for Far Northerners. And the great thing now is you can get every brand from your local pharmacy and every brand from your local GP. Mm-hmm. So before, you could only get AstraZeneca from this location, Pfizer from this location, or Moderna from this, and none of that's the case anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody can order in every vaccine, so every Australian has a choice of which one they want.
It's interesting. Before this emergence of Omicron, people weren't all that interested in the booster, but they certainly are now, Trent.
Well, listen, Omicron is just the next letter in the Greek alphabet, and that's just a naming convention, right? There are many more letters left in the Greek alphabet, and this virus, like every other virus we have, John, is just going to continue to mutate. And just like I was giving the influenza example before, that, you know, you have your influenza shot 1 year, it doesn't cover you for the next year. That is because the virus mutates.
Yes.
And at the moment, we don't have specific vaccines for specific variants of COVID. But what we do know, and you're right, we don't have long-term data, but we do have data that's now several years old. We do know that immunity from the vaccine wanes over time. And that's the case whether it's your tetanus shot, whether it's your whooping cough shot or whether it's your flu shot. So, you know, there's no difference with the principle of vaccination with this one or any of the other diseases we vaccinate against. Your immunity does wane over time and we will need boosters.
By the way, 6 months has come back to 5 months and the suggestion yesterday it might come back 4, 3, who knows? Well, not below three. Mm. What are your thoughts on where it's going to be? Because a whole lot of people now are very keen to get it. They don't want to wait the 5 months.
There will be, right, a surge of cases, especially in our home state, Queensland, when borders open, right? So when you go through a cycle of a pandemic, okay, everybody must be exposed to the virus. The purpose of the vaccine is to decrease your risk of serious illness or even, in small circumstances, death, right? But everyone that is listening today, John, you and I that are talking, we're all going to get COVID-19 and goodness knows what variant from the Greek alphabet we will get. So the whole purpose of this is to make sure that, you know, we don't just get our primary shots, we get our booster shots, and we make sure that we maintain, right, that level of immunity for when that surge comes. So that's the point I'm trying to make. We will artificially get a surge now because we've had artificial domestic and artificial international borders. When we have free movement of people, both domestically and internationally, there will be a normal bell curve, a normal season for this virus. Just like the flu virus is peaks during winter, it will most probably be the same thing for the coronavirus. Okay. So the point of when you get your vaccine, mate, is to make sure that you've got that peak coverage for when that peak exposure comes. So the reason I'm supporting a 5 or 6 months and I wouldn't support a 3 month or a 4 month is because we will get, coinciding with the cooler months, we will get that peak then. And mate, you want to make sure that you have peak immunity, you know, within 6 months of getting that booster. So if we got it now, you know, we're going to start having waning immunity come, you know, July and August next year, which is right when we'll need the biggest coverage.
You're saying this infection is virtually going to be community-wide.
Everybody will get it. Everyone that is listening to this call, everyone in the state of Queensland, everyone in the Commonwealth of Australia will be exposed to some form of variant of the coronavirus. The point is just to decrease, right, the severity of the side effects that we'll all get. And the best way to reduce the severity of the side effects is to get the vaccine.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at these people coming into the convention centre in big numbers, and I'm wondering if they're anti-vaxxers or people who've been hesitant or just slow and lazy. But from what you said, my God, there's a strong argument for everyone to go and get a shot.
Well, everyone should get a booster. I'll be getting a booster. We've got an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, a son and a daughter, and they'll both be getting their primary doses, you know, come the 10th of January. So they're covered before they go back to school in, you know, in term one. But the whole point, mate, is most of the doses yesterday were actually booster shots, not primary dose shots.
Oh, really?
Right. Most of the doses yesterday, because there are 4.5 million Australians, about 500,000 of those, 600,000, I think you said, have received their booster. But there's still about 4 million that are eligible to get a booster between now and New Year's Eve. And, you know, there aren't that many anti-vaxxers, John. 90 to 95% of us will be vaccinated, double dose vaccinated.
Yeah.
There's a small minority of squeaky wheels that are the anti-vaxxers, but there is a percentage of people that are just hesitant. It doesn't mean they're anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
It just means they wanted to wait, they wanted more information, and that's okay.
Well, it is okay until this spread really takes hold. I'm thinking now some of these remote communities that are still down around that 50 or lower mark, there really is an urgency to get the message out there. Look, I know the government authorities are doing everything they can, but they must be getting frustrated.
Oh, listen, there are certain communities, and yes, some of those are our First Nation communities, our Aboriginal communities, yes, but there's also some non-Aboriginal communities, aka Kuranda. Right?
Yeah.
Which are significantly below state and national averages. But, you know, rather than and talk about the reasons of why some of those are lagging, I think we just need to call out the exemplars. Those communities, right? Those Indigenous communities where the mayors were absolute legends, John. They rolled up their sleeve. They're not health professionals, but they're community leaders, right? And that's what it is for all of us. It doesn't matter if you're a pharmacist or not. You know, sometimes a shock jock like yourself, John, is more influential than an average pharmacist like me. And it's for people like mayors and state members of parliament and elders and aunts and uncles and principals and teachers and all of those other community leaders to talk about the benefits of getting vaccinated to not just protect yourself but protect those around you.
Let's talk about arrangements at the pharmacies for boosters. What about your pharmacies?
Well, mate, all the Alive Pharmacies, that's my personal group, you know, Georgina and I and Nick Lucas, of course. They you can go to findapharmacy.com.au and book of any of those, but we also take walk-ins. But some pharmacies don't take walk-ins, but most pharmacies do offer the service. So you can go to findapharmacy.com.au and you can book, you know, your booster shot now. You can book your kids in fact, for theirs. It's just obviously not available until the 10th of January. But as you and I have spoken about many times, if you don't have a smartphone, don't stress. Just do what you've always done. Pop on down to the local pharmacy and they'll do it all manually for you.
Now, who's not available until 10th of January again?
5 to 11 year olds, John. So we've done, we've done the high school kids, and they're probably about 70% of high school kids in Cairns have had their first dose and on track to get their second. But there's still about 30% of high school kids that have not yet had anything. So, mum, dad, aunt, uncle, please make sure those high school kids go out and do it now. But primary school kiddies, don't stress about that until after the new year. But you will be able to get them done before school returns.
Very helpful indeed. Thank you, Trent.
Anytime, mate. Talk to you soon.
Trent Toomey, National President, Pharmacy Guild of Australia. It's 5 to 10. Now,